Blog Talk Radio.
To the Hard Love Radio Show. Sit back and relax. Hope you enjoy tonight's message. You know, I just hope it's a good message that will touch your heart. I believe it is. And we've been talking about different things on the show, like different sermons, like, are you thirsty? You know, and for those who, you know, then how deep is your thirst? Then followed by last week, we know we're still in a war, week before last. And then the consistency of God, a consistency that never fails, that was last week. And today's message is this. You know, the benefits of living a righteous life. The benefits of living a righteous life. Is Mr. G. Wright coming to you? If you're listening in right now, the number here is 646-595-4311. That number again is 646-595-4311. Sit back and relax. This is, it's already done. I'll be back with the word.
Already done.
Well, you have been waiting on an end.
It's
already done.
seeking. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done. Your daughter, it's already done.
This is G. Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. This is Minister G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. What went through my mind today as I was thinking about and praying as far as what to really talk about, that I put in my heart to talk with you guys about tonight, the benefits of living a righteous life. You know, again, if you tuned in last week, I was talking about the consistency of God, a consistency that never fails. I said last week that God never fails, God never lies, God always loves, and that's it. I talked about the consistency of God. Now, this week is the benefits of living a righteous life. Some of you might out there who are listening to my voice right now, you might be wondering, why should I do these particular things? Why does God require some of these things of me when I don't see other people doing it? And it appears that people are being blessed. It appears that everyone is walking their destiny. It seems like everyone is happy. It seems like everyone else is in a better place than we are. And you say, God, I'm doing the right things. God, I'm trying to say the right things. I'm trying to believe the right things. But it just doesn't seem like things are beginning to work in my life. And God said to me, he placed in my heart the benefits of living a righteous life. I think that sometimes we take it for granted. Sometimes we take the things that God has given us for granted. And we begin to live our lives and say, this should happen. And then when we see it doesn't seem like it's happening fast enough, we begin to complain. And if you guys have been listening to the radio show, I've been expressing with you guys that I really feel in my spirit, in my heart, that I know I'm not the only person who feels this, what I'm about to say, but we are standing in a place right now where we are standing near the things that God has called us to do, those very things God has predestined for us to do in our lives. We're standing in this place. We're right there at the Red Sea. We're standing right there, not even at the Red Sea. We're standing at the Promised Land. And that's one of the most critical places in the life of a believer. When God has brought you through your Red Sea, through your wilderness experience, and God has brought you to the Promised Land. Because sometimes we begin to feel like we want to give up right at that moment, but God is really about to break things wide open. We're ready to give up. And I just wanted to encourage you today, because I know there's someone out there who's saying, God, I'm here, and you're at that point where you want to complain. You look and you say, look how many giants are in the land. Look how many giants are doing that. Look how many people are doing the exact same thing you've called me to do, Lord. Look how many people are successful. God, look how much money it's going to take for me to do this thing you called me to do. And I want to tell you guys real quickly about the story of Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb stood, Moses passed away, they went to give their reports. And, I don't believe Moses had passed away. I'm not sure. I don't think Moses had passed away. But the people went in there to see the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb, they were one of the 12 who went in. And the other ones came back with negative reports except Joshua and Caleb. So negative that people said, there's no way. The land is full of flowing with milk and honey, but there are these giants. There are people in this land who can really, really take us out. You know, it's too dangerous. Too many things in the promised land. And some of you might be in that place like that, where God is giving you a glimpse of what he's called you to do. Some of you, like myself, are entering into the music industry full force. Some of you are getting to the ministry. Some of you are striving to open up a business. Some of you are striving to get married. Some of you are striving to save people in your neighborhood, to work with kids, whatever it is God's called you to do. And you're standing in this place, and you have the opportunity. But you're looking, you're saying, God, this person has this connection. You're saying, God, this person is able to do more for it with a family than I can. This person is able to touch children in a different way than I can. And the thing that God speaks in my heart right now, guys, even before I even get your sermon tonight, is encourage someone who's listening to my voice. Your dream is not too big. Always dream big. Your dream is not too big. God is bigger than your dream. God is bigger than everything. And I tell you today, prophetically, that if you will focus on God, if you will put your eyes and turn your eyes upon Jesus, God is going to make the enemies your footstool. Your enemies your footstool. God is going to make that situation that seems impossible to become possible. God is going to make that situation that seems to never change, and he will cause it to change. God will cause your mind to grow, and God will open up doors for you that only he can open. He will close doors that only he can close. I'm here to tell someone tonight. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. And that destiny and that role that God has planned for you and for your life, God will cause all those things to come to pass in his time. But you're standing at the door. You're standing at the threshold of what God has promised you. And some of you, I believe, that you're standing at the door and the threshold of some of the promises that were promised to your grandparents and to your parents. And now the torch is being passed on to you. So I'm telling you that if you're in a place right now, you know that God has called you into this place. You know that God has called you to venture into the new things that he's trying to show you in this season, to trust him. There's nothing too high for God. There's nothing that's too high. There's nothing that's too low. There's nothing that's too wide for God. All things are possible. And that's one of the songs
for my title track, and I'm telling you guys that I, myself, G. Wright, has to remind myself, and sometimes I'm reminded by my friends and by my family, most importantly, my mom. Most importantly, then, my mom, God, that all things indeed are possible. So if you're standing there, don't fret when you look and you see that there are some people out there who appear to have things that are better than yours. In fact, don't even compare yourself to anyone else. God doesn't compare you with anyone else because he made each one of us different, and we can all glorify him. We have the ability to glorify him in our lives and in the things that we do. So I pray that this word will bless you as much as I know it's going to bless me. The benefits of living a righteous life, don't give up. I said all that just to say don't give up. Don't throw in a towel on trying to live a righteous life. Don't throw in a towel in trying to make better decisions for yourself. Don't throw in the towel on God, because God is not thrown in the towel on you. The benefits of living a righteous life. If you're listening right now, the number here is 646-595-4311. It's 646-595-4311. You know, first thing that God wants me to share with you guys in this chanting tonight, for tonight's sermon, the benefits of living a righteous life. Blesses you. What is righteous? What is righteous? What does that mean? The word righteous means to be in right standing with God. That is to be in right standing with God. That means God is who he is in your life. You recognize him as being the one who's in charge. You recognize him as being Alpha and Omega. You recognize him and you place him first. Righteous. A righteous man is someone who is in right standing with God. The benefits of living in the right standing of God kind of life, a righteous life. God blesses you. When God blesses you, he blesses you like no one else can bless you. I was speaking with my mother this past weekend, of course, on Mother's Day, and we were speaking and we were talking. My mom was telling me how just the fact that we've been allowed to wake up in the morning, it's a good day. Each time we wake up in the morning, we go to sleep, when we wake up, it should be a good day, no matter what is going on. Because we're breathing, God has given us breath. He's given us the opportunity to live. God blesses you when you live a righteous life. He enlarges your territory. God's promises toward you are yea and nay. They're yea. God, the things that God has for you are true. God, when God blesses you, he will enlarge your territory. He will allow your ministry to expand. He will allow your influence to expand from your home, to your job, if you go to gym, to the gym. God enlarges your territory. In Proverbs chapter 10, I'm going there right now, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. It says this. Are you with me? If you're with me, say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Proverbs 10, 24 says, what the wicked dreads will overtake him, what the righteous desire will be granted. What the righteous desire will be granted. God will enlarge your territory. That's one of the benefits of God. of living a righteous life, when God blesses you, he will enlarge your territory. God will give you desires, the desires of your heart, as long as you keep him number one in your life. You know, as long as you keep God number one, God will give you the desires of your heart. God will enlarge your territory. God blesses you. God rebukes the devourer for your sake, for his name's sake. Let me tell you this. Some of you who are going through some things right now, you need to understand that God indeed will rebuke the devourer. God will put a hedge of protection. Sometimes the enemy might try to come to destroy you, but God will raise up a standard against the devil. You know, God will not allow you to be overcome by the devil's whims. God blesses you. Things happen, but I want you to understand that living a righteous life, God rebukes the devourer. You are, as a Christian, and we should be trying to lean on God. We should be trying to lean on the Word of God. We should be trying to get closer to God. God will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake in your life. God blesses you. The benefits of living a righteous life. You know, think about this. When we know to do right and we don't, and we should continue to do it. When we know that we're doing wrong, we can't expect to receive the benefits and the blessings of God. No, we should not expect that at all. And that's the main thing I want to tell you guys. The main thing I want to tell you guys is this. You should not, we should not expect the blessings of God if we're not doing the things we're supposed to do. But when we live a righteous life, God will take care of us. He takes care of us. When I say this, he takes care of us, I'm saying this. God will fully bless you greater than you can even imagine. You know, I know that there are always people who, and it appears like we have it so bad. Sometimes it appears as if we have it so bad. It appears as if nothing's going to happen. It appears as if nothing is happening. But in fact, something is happening. You know, I just want to encourage someone out there. I'm listening right now. Tonight's subject is the benefits of living a righteous life. Our first point, God blesses you. He enlarges your territory. He rebukes the devourer. To see new mercies. It takes me to this. The song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God gives us new mercies. When God blesses you, he allows you to see new mercies daily. You know, God is so merciful because we don't deserve some of the things that we act like we deserve. The benefits of living a righteous life. If you're listening, the number here is 646-595-4311. Don't go anywhere. If you're here, make sure you press number one so I know that you're in the queue if you have something that you'd like to interject in tonight's message. This next song I'm going to play for you is Closer by Karima Kibble, and I'll be right back with my second point. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Kareem Akibble, this G-Wright. Listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I have just a little technical difficulty, but God still is good. The number here is 646-595-4311. We're talking about tonight the benefits of living a righteous life. First point, God blesses you. He enlarges your territory. He rebukes the devourer for his name's sake. He allows you to see new mercies. My second point tonight, and underneath the benefits of living a righteous life, is this. God is merciful toward you. He's merciful toward you. You might be thinking that's the same thing that I said before, that God allows you to see new mercies. But this point takes it a step further. When someone's merciful, that means this. You know, merciful meaning they're having, kind of like having pity on you. You know, they're not giving you what you really deserve, but they're turning a kind heart toward you. That's someone who's merciful. And the benefits of living a righteous life is that God is merciful toward you. Because the thing about this, we're not getting the things that we deserve. You know, technically, we deserve death because of our sins. But thank God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, that we might be saved through him. So God is merciful toward you. The benefits of living a righteous life is this. God will protect you. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Name equals the person, since it expresses his nature and quality. So we say this, the name of the Lord, we're talking about the person. We're talking about his nature, his qualities. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Now, the thing is this. God will protect you. He will be that strong tower. You can run to it and you can be safe. But if you're not righteous, if you're not in right standing with God, if you're not living and doing the things God has called for you to do, when things happen, you will not be able to run to him and be safe. I want you to understand that tonight. You know, and I say this, what I'm about to say with you guys and share with you guys tonight is this. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's no one who's perfect. No one. We're going to make mistakes. But listen to this. It says this, that God will protect you. It says that the righteous run to it and are safe. You know, there's so many different things that can happen to you. But when you call on the name of Jesus, when you call on the name of the Lord, and God hears you because you're righteous, he's going to protect you. He is going to hear your prayer. He is going to protect you. Ultimately, what God wants is the best for you, wherever you are. The benefits of living a righteous life, that God is merciful toward you, he will protect you, he will spare your life. I think about Daniel. You know, Daniel was a Hebrew. And Daniel loved the Lord, and God blessed him in a pagan country. Daniel still prayed to the Lord three times a day. Daniel still obeyed the law. Daniel still kept God first. Daniel still ate what was proper and right for a Hebrew or Israelite to eat. But he had some haters. You guys repeat after me, Daniel had some haters. Daniel had some haters, y'all. And the thing about it is this. Something, you will have haters, guys. You're going to have haters. You have people who hate you. And they hate you because they see something that's in you that's not in them. They see something in you that they wish they had. They see something in you that makes them feel like, oh, I am lacking something in my life. So I want you to understand tonight that you have some haters. And even in the midst of that, when the benefits of living a righteous life is this. Even when you have the haters and they come after your life, God will spare your life. I want you to listen to the story real quick. I'm going to give you the a quick synopsis about Daniel. Daniel loved the Lord. He served the Lord. And there's some people who could not stand. How did this Hebrew come up through the ranks like this? How did he get this special treatment? Oh, I'm tired of Daniel. You know, there's someone out there, if you're striving to live for the Lord and live a righteous life, I want you to understand you're going to have some haters. It comes with the territory. You're going to have some people who think that what you have is much better than what they have, and that might be true. I want you to understand that what God has for you is for you. What God has for me is for me. We have to be satisfied with where we are and continue to have the faith that God's going to take us to the place where we need to be. But back to the story about Daniel real quick, because you know I can talk. Daniel basically did this. You know, this hater whispered in the king's ear, please make a mandate. Let's make a mandate. And what basically this, the whole thing was to trip Daniel up. They knew that Daniel was going to pray 3 times a day. They knew that Daniel was going to eat the right food that he was supposed to eat. They knew this. They knew this about Daniel. They planned it, but the man planned this thing in the king's ear. The king made a mandate. And guess who did not follow? Guess who continued to serve the Lord? Daniel. And as part of that punishment, it was a matter of them throwing Daniel in the den of lions. But I want you to understand that even in the midst of that, God shut up the mouth of the lion. God shut up the mouth of the lion. And Daniel lived to tell the story. God spared his life. God will spare your life when you live a righteous life. The benefits of living a righteous life. I can share this story right now, but I'm going to talk to my play sister to see if it's okay to share. But I can share this part. Some of you out there have been going through some things right now. Some of you have been lied on, talked about, you've been ridiculed, you've been, everything that you can imagine has been spoken against you over your life. But I want you to understand God has spared your life, and God will continue to spare your life as long as you strive to live a righteous life. He will save you in the midst of those same people who want to bring you harm. And in fact, they will be the ones who inherit the harm that they want to inflict on you. Someone out there needs to understand today that there are benefits in living a righteous life. God will spare your life. He will, first of all, protect you. He will spare your life. And then he will watch over you. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 6. It says this. Am I in the right place? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 6. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise, I don't believe that's what I had meant to say. No, but I will say this. I will say this. Maybe I meant some. But what I want to tell you guys is this. God will watch over you. God will keep his eyes and will watch over you. No matter what you're going through today, God sees what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. Well, guys, if you would turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, and it says this. It says, For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Again, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 says, For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. I want you to focus on this part, that God watches over you. The benefits of living a righteous life, that God will watch over you. When you're living righteously and you're striving to live a righteous life, the eyes of the Lord are on you, and he's attentive to your prayer. The benefits of living a righteous life is this. God is merciful toward you. He will protect you. He will spare your life. He will watch over you. And some of you guys need to understand that you're not alone. So if you're doing well and you're making the best decisions and you're trying to make the best decisions in your life, understand that God is watching you. Understand today that God is listening and looking at you and looking at your life. You know, I'm going to play right now, guys, this song from Karen Clark shared with Dorinda, her sister. It's He Knows. This is G. Wright, and I'll be right back.
Drop it like this. Yeah. I want you to sing this, girl, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is to hold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm on? He knows all about our struggles. Hey, he knows. Yes, he does. All about our struggles. He knows. Every sorrow that's coming tomorrow, he'll never put more on us than we can.
knows about it. I just want to give a shout-out to my boy Louis. What's up, Louis? I say, Sir Louis, what's going on? I hope everything's going well. God bless you. You are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. As he knows, that's the newest thing from the project of none other than Karen Clark Sheard. You guys are listening to Minister G. Wright coming to you live from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. I have about two good points to continue to get through tonight before the end of the show. We're talking about the benefits of living a righteous life. The benefits of living a righteous life. First point is this: God blesses you. Second point, God is merciful toward you. He will protect you. He will spare your life. He will watch over you. My third point tonight is this: that God makes you effective. The benefits of living a righteous life: God blesses you. God is merciful toward you. God makes you effective. Nothing beats something that is effective, something that is able to do what's been created to do. When you're fully living a righteous life, the benefit of that is that God will make you effective. Your prayers are heard. I want you to understand that your prayers are heard. We've just now finished reading in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, where it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer." And if you have your Bibles, you can feel free to turn with me to James. Turn with me to James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16, and this is what it says. I'm almost there. Here we are. "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." I want you to understand that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Powerful. Your prayers are heard. If you're living a righteous life, and if you're striving to live a righteous life, the benefit of that is that your prayers are powerful and effective because God is listening to the prayers of a righteous man or a righteous woman. You know, I have about 9 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to get to my points and say what I have to say, because you know that G can talk a lot. But I hope someone is out there who's listening. I want you to understand, when you're striving to live a righteous life, that God makes you effective. Your prayers are effective. They're powerful. They're heard. You will shine in the midst of those who don't serve God. Again, you will shine in the midst of those who don't serve God. If you have your Bibles, make sure you turn with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Matthew 13, verse 43. And if you don't have it, just write it down. Jot this down so you can go back to the scripture later on. In verse 43, it says, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." He who has ears, let him hear. In fact, let me go through and go real quickly to verse 42 of Matthew chapter 13. "They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." He who has ears, let him hear. This was the parable talking about the weeds of the weeds, where Jesus explained the parable of the weeds. You don't want to be a weed. You want to be effective. You don't want to be a weed. You don't want to be something that chokes life out of good seed. You don't want that. You do not want to be a weed. You know, you don't want that. What Jesus was basically saying in this thing the righteous will shine. I want you to understand that God will raise you up in the midst of those people who are not even striving to live for him. And when he punishes them, and he's exalting you. And they're going through what they're going through because they don't know God. They don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. God will allow you and make you shine in the midst of those people who are unbelievers. And if you still have your Bible, jot down this scripture, Matthew chapter 5. And I'm just going to give you these scriptures real quickly. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. You know, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. God will allow you to shine in the midst of darkness that's around you. I want you to understand that today. The benefits of living a righteous life is that you're going to have a light that's going to shine. You will be effective. Your prayers will be heard. You will shine. Someone listening to me, someone up there hearing me. You know, the thing about it, us being Christians in today's society is not to be ashamed of the gospel. It's not about being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about letting our light shine. And I think that sometimes we tend to get off that track of wanting our light to shine, of wanting people to see that we're different. It's okay to be different. It's okay for people to look and say, there's something different about that young man. There's something different about that young lady. The way she looks, the way her eyes light up, the way he smiles, the way there's something that they have that I don't have, and I want that too. And that's how a lot of people come to Christ, because they look at our lives. They look at the way we act on a day-to-day, by day basis. God will make you effective. And then your light will be seen by those around you. People will see that there's something different about you. The benefits of living a righteous life: one, God blesses you. He enlarges your territory. He rebukes the devourer for his name's sake. He allows you to see new mercies daily. Point two, God is merciful toward you. He will protect you, will spare your life, will watch over you. Point three, God makes you effective. Your prayers are heard. You will shine in the midst of those who don't serve God. Then your light will be seen by those around you. I encourage you today to allow God's light to shine in, through, and around you. And that comes with trying to live a righteous life. Those are some benefits. Those are some benefits that come along with the package. Those are some extra benefits that come along with the package. Not only are you saved through Jesus Christ, but the benefits that come with living a righteous life. It does not mean that the road is going to be easy, y'all. It does not mean that we're not going to have some trials or some tribulations, but what it does mean, hopefully some encouragement to someone out there to know tonight that you can stand on the word of God, that you can live the life that God has called you to live. God restores you. My last point tonight, the benefits of living a righteous life. God restores you. Because I want you to understand today, we're saved by grace. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10. I'm going there right now. I have about 2 minutes. So, you know, guys, I got to get this point, get the main point, and keep rolling and keep trucking. You're listening to Hard Love Radio Show. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says this. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away, they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. And it keeps on going on and on. I want you to understand today because there is no one that's righteous. I want you to understand that no one did not wake up wearing a three-piece suit. No one woke up wearing Sunday's best. I want you to understand that God restores us. No one is righteous. And if you're saying, God, I want to have the benefit of living a righteous life, I want you to understand today that God restores you. You can become a part of God's kingdom. Romans chapter 14, verses 17 and 18. Let me say this real quickly. Romans 14, 17 through 18. Let me say this real quickly. And it says this. It says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. I want to encourage you today to become a part of God's kingdom. God restores you. There's no one righteous. Become a part of God's kingdom. Become a part of God's kingdom. And right, and being righteous means this, being in right standing with God. Become a part of God's kingdom today. Jesus, the righteous one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. It says this, and I want you guys to listen to this. It says this, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. I want you to understand, I have 30 seconds to go. I want to tell you this. God will restore you. You might be standing in need of prayer right now or for forgiveness, but God will restore you, and you can receive the benefits of living a righteous life. Please make this show a favorite of yours. We're going to talk a little bit more about this again on Thursday because, you know, I'm really feeling this thing. Please make this show a favorite of yours. See me here Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you for tuning into the Heart Love Radio Show. Check me out on G-Right at GRightOnline.com. God bless you. Don't forget, God blesses you. God is merciful toward you. God makes you effective, and God restores you. And that's what God wants to do right now. There's someone out there, and I pray right now that God will touch you in your innermost parts. There's someone out there who's hurting. There's someone out there who's been crying and saying, God, why am I going through this? Why is my life like this? But I want you to understand something this right now, that God is not through with you. Yet God is not through with your situation. Your situation might be saying something else to you, but God is speaking this word to you today that He is real. God is real. God says to you, I am real. I will remove the pain from your heart, and I will remove the gunk from your eyes so you can see and you can feel what God is doing in your life. There's someone out there today who needs to understand that there are some benefits of living a righteous life. There are some things that God will do in your life when you strive to put Him first. So I pray this prayer today with you today, that you will put God first in all that you do. And I pray that God will continue to order your steps and that you will think about the road that you travel. God bless you. And I pray and speak forth peace. I bind up all the attacks of the enemy against your mind, and I release in Jesus' name God's love and God's joy into your life. God bless you. This is G-Right, and I'll see you again on Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless.